Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio ang tatlo sa apat na nakaraang honorary consul dito sa Victoria at isa live mula Pilipinas, si Miss Myna Walkley. Magandang umaga, Miss Myna.
Magandang umaga naman sa inyong lahat.
Salamat at pinaunlakan mo kami ngayong habang na kahit nariyan ka sa Pilipinas.
Oh, it's a pleasure, yes.
At dito naman sa studio, si Miss Gigi Calong. Magandang umaga, Miss Gigi.
Magandang umaga sa inyo.
Magandang umaga, Ginong Raul Hernandez.
Magandang umaga po sa inyo lahat.
At ang nakaraang honorary consul, si Ginong Felix Pintado. Magandang umaga.
Magandang umaga po. Maayong buntag.
Maayong buntag.
Ala-ala.
Una sa lahat, simula kay Miss Myna hanggang kay Felix, narinig na natin yung pagngangampa niya para magkaroon ng sariling konsulado ang Victoria. Anong pakiramdam na sa ngayon ay nagbukas na? Miss Myna?
Oh, it's long overdue and I'm really very pleased na nadinig na rin yung request natin.
Miss Gigi?
Same.
At sa mga Ginoo, Raul?
Maganda yung nagawa kasi the population ng Pilipino dito is increasing. So, kailangan na talaga.
At mula serbisyo publiko, nagbalik ka na sa pribadong mundo. Kamusta naman?
It's good. And look, it's important because even just recently it was reported that the population in Melbourne will exceed the population of Sydney in about 5 years. So this is a very timely opportunity for Melbourne to take the lead, particularly for the Filipino community.
Ang konsulado sa Melbourne ay di lamang para sa Victoria, hindi ba? No. Sakop rin niya ang South Australia,
Tasmania.
So malaki rin ang coverage ng konsuladong ito. Baliktanaw tayo. Nung mga panahon ni Miss Myna Walkley, hindi ako nagkakamali, sa Collins Street, isang maliit na opisina sa Collins Street. Wala pa noong FaceTime, wala pa noong smartphone. Ano yung mga ginagawa? Nung sa huli nating interview, kundi ako nagkakamali, ay suki ka ng mga phone card.
Oo nga.
So yun yung mga ginagawa ninyo sa konsulado, hindi ba? Parang dahil nagkakamali, marami rin yung mga lumalapit sa inyo, humihingi ng tulong para makapag-ugnayan sa Pilipinas, kahit pati sa mga tanggapan sa Pilipinas.
Yeah, ang totoo nun, wala namang phone cards from Melbourne to the Philippines. Kaya yung mga telephone calls na overseas calls na ginagawa namin, sagot yun ng konsulado. Halimbawa, tatawag sa NBI, tatawag sa GSIS, SSS, o yung mga kailangan na mga government agencies. So, hindi ko pinapabayad yun sa mga tao.
Pero kung mayroon kailangan tawagan na personal, yun na. Ikaw na ang nagbabayad nun?
Oo. Kasi maliit lang ang budget naman talaga nun eh. Ang kita lang ng konsulado nun, mga 30,000 a year, 50% nun, bibigay mo pa sa embassy. So 50% lang ang nagagamit namin para sa consulate expenses.
At kung di ka nagkakamali, Miss Gigi, 50% ay ginagamit rin pambayad ng upa?
Expenses of the consulate because the rent I absorb.
So yeah, wala kang babayarang upa?
No.
Sorry, and the same with the volunteers. You don't pay the volunteers.
Yes. We give them allowances but not salaries.
Sa opisina mo, Felix, madaming volunteer. Tatlo, apat? Kanya ka nagkakamali?
Apat. Four volunteers who are consistent. A lot of them came from Gigi's time, who wanted to continue to volunteer. But they would work beyond the times that we could open.
At isa sa masugid na volunteer, si Mrs. Pintado?
Opo.
Siya ang head volunteer.
My boss.
Nung panahon mo, Raul, isa, dalawa lang, hindi ba?
Dalawa lang yung regular na volunteer. Tapos may mga volunteers for projects, mga community projects and na ginagawa ng konsulado nung panahon na yun. Karamihan naman yung mga volunteers from the community for the Filipino projects. And then for the consularization and ganyan, dalawang volunteer at the time. Yeah.
Pero kung hindi ako nagkakamali ay ikaw, Mayna, sa nung panahon mo parang isa or dalawa lamang ang nagvo-volunteer?
Oo, dalawang regular, pagkatapos meron akong dalawa ring part-time. Mm-hmm. Pero kasi naman ako noon, I work mga 4 days a week na dahil hindi na ako kumbaga nag-retire ako na from full-time employment. O yun ang ginawa kong full-time job.
Ang mahirap dito ay lahat kayo ay may mga trabaho dahil syempre kailangan nyo rin ng income para mabuhay, hindi ba? So, ano yung pinakamahirap sa pagbalanse ng serbisyo publiko sa pribadong buhay?
Pinakamahirap time at saka yung I suppose money. Kasi ako noon, panay ang biyahe ko pati sa outside of Melbourne. Nagpupunta ako sa Wodonga, nagpupunta ako sa Shepparton, sa South Gippsland, mga ganun. So, I allocate mga 2 days o 1.5 days para sa mga ganun.
So, malaki din ang nawawala sa panahon para sa pamilya?
Sa pamilya, what happened to me, I suppose, kasi divorced na ako by then, tsaka yung anak ko naman, malaki na. So, time ko lang, wala na akong iniintindi kundi sarili ko.
At si Felix, dadalhin niya si Mrs. Pintado para may time sila together.
I gave up trying to balance. I ended up trying to integrate, what was going on at home and what was happening in the community. But we can't overlook what Raul said about the support of other associations, Filipino associations from PhilCom, particularly the Filipino Catholic Chaplaincy, because the support of those associations enable things like Independence Day at Fed Square, for example, and a number of other gatherings of the Filipino community have their support. So it wasn't just the volunteers. It certainly wasn't just me. It was all of the whole community backing it.
Raul, sa panahon mo nagsimula yung flag raising, hindi ba? Ano yung feeling na hanggang ngayon na pagpapatuloy pa ito?
Siguro yung flag raising ceremony is kailangan gawin kasi at that time, halos yung mga kasama natin sa ibang mga kultura ay may mga ginagawang mga public na sa kanilang Independence Day. And also, naging tradition na rin ng Filipino community ang flag raising ceremony. Mm-hmm. So, maganda naman at tinuloy ng konsulado yung activity na yon. Pero, at ang maganda, nakikita ko naman na lalong dumadami ang nag-a-attend. We have to remember this is winter. At very early in the morning is the flag raising ceremony.
At nakabarong kayo.
At nakabarong tayo, no?
Sila.
So, yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
With thermal underwear.
Masaya rin, hindi ba? Kasi ako dito sa Federation Square, every year, proud ako na tuwing papasok ako, makikita ko yung bandila. Correct. Hindi lamang isa, hindi ba? Kundi marami sila na nagwawagayway buong araw, pati dun sa big screen. Kaya isang parang pride na rin, hindi ba? Nung panahon mo, Ms. Gigi, hindi ako nagkakamali, dumami rin yung parang participation ng mga estudyante dahil nung panahon mo, dun talagang nagdagsa, hindi ba?
Yes, because I encourage yung sa FASTCO, yung mga overseas student na ang inano ko sila na magsama-sama at para, and then they've been very, very supportive of the consulate. But then also, not to forget na dun sa din na yun, sa celebration ng Independence Day, we also celebrate the Mass before the Wednesday o kung ano yung Independence Day, yung second Sunday ng Filipino Mass sa St. Francis, always dedicated for the Independence Day na palaging si Consul Felix nag-a-attend yung during his term and my term.
Ngayon, sa lahat ng mga nabanggit ninyo, marami sa nakuha ko sa mga nabanggit ninyo ay oras at dedikasyon talaga ang kailangan. Upang mapili bilang honorary consul, kung di ako nagkakamali, kailangan i-submit ang pangalan ninyo sa embahada at pagpipilian ito. Ano naman yung nagbigay daan o ano yung turning point na sinabi nyo, sige, payag ako. Itinataas ko yung kamay ko para sa malakit mahirap at masalimuot na commitment na ito? Mayna?
During my time, it was the first time that the embassy opened the position to the community. And at the time, Ambassador Delia Albert encouraged members of the community to apply. So there were a lot of us who applied. Actually, when I applied, I did not consider myself a winner kasi marami talagang mga better qualified siguro na ano, and I up to now I'm not sure why I was chosen, pero I was glad to have been given the opportunity to serve.
At maganda dahil babae pa, hindi ba? Dahil bibihira.
Oo. Ang isang criteria noon kailangan meron kang you're financially able. During my time, kasi honorary consul lang, meron ng consul general noon Michael McDonald. So yung financial aspect of it, na requirement, hindi masyadong naging importante para sa honorary consul. Dahil nga si Michael naman ang head ng consulate.
So, ikaw, Raul, ang pangalawa. Ano naman yung, dahil may sarili kang trabaho, tahimik kang buhay.
Mahirap talaga kasi ako sumunod kay Tita Mai, and there, at that time, dalawang taon na nabakante yung position bago ako in-appoint. And ang totoo niyan, kinuusap na ako a year before, but I declined. Kasi hindi naman ako ready, tsaka hindi, I did not think that the role is really for me. So until the new ambassador came, and she came over to Victoria to talk to me. At the time, I was actually teaching at Victoria University, and I did not know what to do if I were to take the role. So it was that kind of the decision na talagang hindi para sa akin yan. And then I got the support from a lot of people to accept it. So because of their commitment and the support, I took a punt and accepted it. And it wasn't really, my kids were very young, and all those kind of, and as Tita Mayna said, you need to be financially really, and I was not that, So everything na but what I know is that maybe there is a reason for me being asked to the role. So I accepted it.
Ikaw, Miss Gigi, may sarili kang negosyo, hindi ba? Malaking sakripisyo 'yon dahil malaking bahagi ng oras mo mawawala.
It was, but when I been supporting the consulate from the start as a business owner. And of course, also they're my personal friends, so we have to support them and the community. I did not apply. I was asked to apply. I was the embassy sent me a letter saying that I've been referred because Raul is stepping down. So they want if I'm interested. So I look at it and I said I consulted with Raul. And Raul said, well, this is what's involved. I know what's involved because I'm not very sociable. I'm not good at the social functions. I'm not good in public speaking. I'm good at my work. I like serving. I like to work. I'm a worker. Sabi ko, I consulted a couple of priests and Father Lois, Father Alfred, and I said, will I take this one? Well, he said, you pray for it. Maybe you can take it, and you have the business and give back to the people something, myself. So I said, okay. So when I took my oath, actually, I took Mayna and Raul to Canberra. So they witnessed my oath taking because I'm confident I can do the work, but I'm not confident about all those political, all those
ibang mundo,
because I'm in business, private business. And ang drama lang sa konsulado noon is the tragedy in the Philippines because it came on my term, like yung on, typhoon.
Ondoy?
Yes, fundraising and all this. This is what it is. And I'm going to lie if I say it did not affect my business. Mm-hmm. It affected my business because I hindi ko na foresee na kailangan kong business is I have to be hands-on. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a lot of trusted people, but of course, if you're not there, you know, something happened.
Iba pa rin iba na nakatutok.
Oh. But then it was afterwards, after the, when Consul Felix going to, when I said to the ambassador, I have to finish. 5 years is enough. And I said, I have to finish because I have a business to look after. I have a community. I believe that, you know, it was a privilege to serve because we did what we have to do politically or personally or service to the community.
Si Felix Pintado, nung una naming narinig yun, parang hindi naman siya Pinoy. Hindi naman siya mukhang Pinoy. Ano yung, how did you approach that?
I spent my whole term defending the fact that I'm a Filipino. No, look, it's, in hindsight, it was a lot easier when you were following in the footsteps of three giants and you have the three of them here today. It's very easy because of the support that they were so willing to give somebody who was new to this whole concept, just like they were. For me, it was an opportunity, as similar to Gigi, to give back to the community. I left the Philippines when I was 15, almost like a refugee before martial law. I've been back since many times, but I never gave back. I never paid taxes when I was there. My dad did, but I didn't. So this was for me an opportunity to give back to the country of my birth, the country of my infant nurture, and that was the motivation. I was asked or encouraged to apply, and again, that interview was more about explaining how I am a Filipino, and I used the opportunity of taking on the role to reacquire my citizenship.
How do you feel that you had to defend your being Filipino, because you were more or less raised here? So anong feeling na sinasabi mo palagi na, Filipino ako, pero dahil mukha kang mestizo, yung pangalan mo ay hindi Filipino, sinasabi lang, people shrug you off as you're not Filipino.
Pangalan mo hindi Filipino either, but you know.
Well, maraming Maria sa Pilipinas.
<That's right>. And that was my response. My response was, they said, you're not Filipino. I said, well, why not? Says, you don't look Filipino. And I said, what does a Filipino look like? Right. Show me a photo, because even the indigenous Filipinos from different provinces look very different.
Matangos ang ilong mo eh.
That's right. I keep going. But look, I just said, I'm here to serve. Yeah. I'm really here to serve. That's the sort of leadership that I've always had in my career, in my business. It's to serve the people. It's as simple as that.
Maina, matapos ang maraming taon, ano ang di mo malilimutan sa paglilingkod mo sa mga kababayang Pilipino bilang honorary consul?
Ang hindi ko malilimutan ay yung mga travel ko sa country areas, dahil you know that you have made a difference to them. Meron yung mga talagang ano ito, yung parang desperate sila. Merong isa na victim ng domestic violence, yung mga ganon. Tsaka yung mga cases ko na natulungan, na isalba mo, nabigyan mo ng panibagong buhay, yun ang pinakamaganda kong nagawa.
Raul, ikaw?
Parang palayo kay Tita Mai. You know, during the, my time, there's so many cases of crime. And, you know, you visit the prison for, like, Filipinos who were in prison. Yung mga stranded sa airport. Yung mga ganon na ang akala kasi ng iba, you know, we don't do those things because these are all, like, after hours when you visit them. And at that time, Philippine Airlines fly to Melbourne at midnight. So if there is anyone stranded, it will be, like, between midnight and, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. And you have to go to the airport. You know, those kind of things na you realize that, okay, you know, it's really, like, worth what I'm doing, because as Tita Mine said, you're helping the Filipinos outside the Philippines, eh. And during my time, there's yung mga krimen na nangyari na pinatay at mga ganon, you know, and you have to deal with the families of the victims or of this crime, and I think you know, those are the cases that you will never forget in my time as the in the role.
Yeah. Ikaw, Gigi, nang time mo, marami yung mga pamilya na naapektuhan ng bagyo sa Pilipinas, hindi ba?
So, saka yung mga namatay sa... Kasi ano naman eh, because of my business, I deal with the community and I deal with the people. And then, ang extension lang sa akin ng consulate because the same thing.
Mm-mm.
If they cannot get the consulate, they get me. Even when I wasn't consul. Now, hindi na rin ako consul, pero they still call us because they know they can get the information from us, and then I call Felix, I call Raul, well, how you gonna do this, and we still be accessible. Ang hindi ko makakalimutan is that yung mga nagawa is, okay, it's passing through and all this, and I'm thankful to be of service. Ang hindi ko lang talaga makakalimutan is dun, when I went to one function, because I always say, if you invite me to a function, please, you know, just assist me to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So, para hindi naman ako, kasi wala naman akong partner, no? I'm on my own. Then, that's what they do. And then, one time, yung mag-assist sa akin sa table, wala siya. Naupo na lang ako mag-isa. And somebody told me not to sit there because I don't belong there. And they did not know I was the consul. So, I said, okay. So I sabi ko, sorry po. So I sat on the corner, and then so I reading what I'm going to say, and then when the person that invited me saw me, said, "Oh, consul, you're here already," and they saw me, and their faces just went white. That's what I cannot forget. That they judge you, they judge you because
of how you look,
not because I don't act like, you know.
Dahil hindi kayo nakabarot saya.
No, I'm not a politician. I'm not political and all this. That's what I can. But all the rest, I love it. I love the people. I love my...
Yung bureaucracy ba naging mahirap para sa lahat? Kasi hindi ba? Katulad dito, step A to B, simple. Pero sa atin sa Pilipinas, masalimuot. Ay, wala pa si ganyan. Kailangan ng ganito. Was it especially difficult for you?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was. And also, for me, the assistance to the Filipino community is very similar to the rest. While the office only ran for 2 days a week and one day for the external visits and so on, you're accessible 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
People will ring you, and sometimes people will ring me three or four times. I can remember a time when I was in Mildura, and I received a phone call, and the phone rang three or four times, so I said, okay, this must be urgent. And so I picked it up, and it was an Australian voice at the other end saying, "You're the consul, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, I am. Where can I get a babui?" And I said, "Excuse me? Lechon, babui, pig, you know? I need one for my 21st birthday party for my daughter." And I'm thinking, that's not a service I provide. But I texted him back, some contacts from Filipino communities who could provide it. But it's enjoyable for that very reason. It's so varied.
Then natawa ako doon. Masarap ba naman daw?
Oh.
Ako, personally, nung umalis ako ng Pilipinas, doon ko na-discovery yung natatanging mga kalidad ng pagka-Pilipino ko. Kasi nga sabi nila, pag nasa Pilipinas ka, napapalibutan ka ng mga kapwa mo Pilipino, na you take for granted the things that make you Filipino. Mayna, ano ang nadiskubre mo sa pagka-Pilipino mo nung naging honorary consulate ka?
Na ang mga Pilipino talagang mababait at saka matulungin. You know, yung mga sinasabi nating mga, ako, talagang gaya ng mga Pilipino, yung nag-generalize, maling-mali yun. Kasi talagang ang mga Pilipino, ano sila, they're compassionate, they will help you, they will share whatever they have. Talagang mabubuting mga tao. I think that's one quality natin na, you know, lumalabas kahit na saang, kahit na saang profesyon. At saka yun ang nagugustuhan ng mga foreigners, ganyan. Ang isa pang magandang natin, we respect authority, we respect yung mga teachers, yung mga doctors, yung mga nasa government, you know, nire-respeto natin. So yung office ng konsulado may wait eh. Pag merong mga kailangan ng mga kababayan natin diyan, bawa sa yung mga lalakad ng mga papeles para dun sa kanilang nagkakaroon sila ng problema sa mga titles, yung land titles nila, ano, tatawagan ko yung pinakamataas, halimbawa dun sa isang probinsya. Pag sinabi mong ano ka, honorary consul ka, nire-represent mong Philippine government, talagang ano, they will go out of their way. Yung resulta, maganda para dun sa tinutulungan mo.
Maliban sa supplier o referral ng mga lechon, Felix, ano ang na-discover mo sa pagka-Pilipino mo?
Very similar to mine, the hospitality of the Filipino people. The number of Filipinos who would come to the consulate and bring gifts of food, which was always welcome, was welcomed by the volunteers. It's that familiarity with whoever you are. It doesn't matter what position you hold. It's not about status. It is about being part of that community. The Bayanihan spirit is still very alive. It's something we need to protect and also to continue to encourage in our children, that it's about looking after your next door neighbor as much as possible. I was told by a former director of tourism in the Philippines that, you know, you look at the Philippine history, it's 300 years of church and spirituality and 50 years of the American occupation. So, you know, you have 300 years of Catholic and 50 years of Hollywood. And so Filipinos like flamboyance, they like drama, they like conflict, because it's part of the nature of the country. But when they come together, you have this generosity of spirit that is not matched by any other culture that I've come across.
Ms. Gigi, maliban matagal rin kayong na-expose sa komunidad, pero ano po yung na-describe niyo sa sarili niyo sa pagka-Pilipino ninyo nung nanirahan kayo dito? Or at particular, nagsilbi kayo?
Well, pareho din nila ako na napakaraming tumutulong. But marami ding hindi. Kasi marami ding makasarili. I mean, I just want to be truthful.
Mm-hmm.
No, they sometimes yung mga sabi mo, kahit matagal na sila rito at meron sila, you know. I mean, we humble ourselves to them, you know. We but then majority talaga ng mga Pilipino, we know we're Filipinos, we're very compassionate, we're, you know, palagi tayo, we take off our shirt to give to people, palagi tayong magsi-sharing. But we also have people who nakailangan nating kailangan tayo maging strong,
mm-hmm.
stronger than them, saying, look, you know, we are not just Filipinos, this is Australia. We are adopted by this country. We have to respect Australia. And then you still also respect the Filipinos. I mean, if you don't like me, that's fine. But you have to respect the seal of the government. Kasi maraming ganun eh. But then, you know, kung sa percentage talagang matulungin talaga mga Pilipino, they go beyond. They go really beyond. Kahit na magka-gipit-gipit sila, kahit na ano, talagang tutulungan kanila, kamukha ng mga volunteers nga natin na ano, they pag sinabi mo we have to stay back, they stay back, you know, and all this. But Filipinos in general around Australia, around, even pag madali tayong sumunod pag nasa ibang bayan na tayo, if we only practice that in the Philippines, kasi pag nandito tayo marami, madaling sumunod sa law. When they impose the law, we follow. Stricter pa tayo, no?
Mm-hmm.
We go beyond pa. But then, when we go back to our own country of birth, we don't practice. Marami. Maraming nakakalimot na maraming mahihirap sa atin na pwedeng tulungan pag nandun ka. Maraming nakakalimot na maraming nagugutom pag nandun ka. Yun dito, okay. Okay nandito because we're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We have everything here. We can't ask for anymore. So, yun lang ang difference na I wish na wag tayong maging blinded when we go back to the Philippines. Only when we think about the Filipinos in the Philippines. In here, we don't have problem because we work. We don't have work. You go on unemployment. We have, wala kang bahay, pwede ka umupa. We're comfortable. But to think about the country of birth, that's different.
Raul?
I think ang na-discover ko, you know, it is very difficult to be a Filipino and a Filipino leader in a different country. Because you are actually dealing with a mixed Filipino culture and an Australian culture. So meaning that our Filipinos are already adopted some of the Australian ways, and you know, some are just starting. So you have to deal with this. Personally, then, the same thing, because we are all migrants, you know, and that means that I still have, I hold the Filipino culture, but at the same time, I already adopted a lot of the Australian and embraced Australian culture. So as a leader, then, in a foreign land, you know, what am I going to be? You know, am I going to be a Filipino leader, or am I going to be a leader that has been that is a Filipino at the same time exposed already to the Australian culture? Therefore, in dealing with the community, in dealing with the problems that you have or issues that you have to think twice. You know, am I going to, as Gigi said, you know, am I going to deal with this as a Filipino, because it's two different things. Mm-hmm. You know, hindi pareho yung pagdi-deal mo sa isang sitwasyon as a Filipino and as a Filipino living in Australia and has already been here for a long time. So for me, that was a challenge. If I may have another few minutes about discussing, because I just came back from a kind of sabbatical leave from the Philippines. I stayed in the Philippines for 2 years. I just came back 3 months ago. And again, it's the same thing. Being back in the Philippines after living here for a long time, it is very difficult to be a Filipino again in the Philippines, right? Because again, we have embraced a lot of the Australian culture that you kind of start questioning, bakit tayo ganito? But then you have to be very quiet.
Yes.
Because, you know, hindi mo, naiintindihan mo, pero sila hindi kanila naiintindihan.
Parang magiging mayabang ka.
Parang magiging mayabang ka. Ganun. So you have to be very, very careful. So I think that's a challenge for any migrant, especially when you are holding a leadership role in a different country, that you really have to respect, as Gigi said, you have to respect both cultures in leading, you know, in leading the community and in making decisions of or decisions that you have to make.
Panghuli, anong una niyong ginawa nung natapos ang inyong panunungkulan? Siguro si Felix muna, dahil pinaka-fresh pa yun para sa kanya. What was the first thing that you did when you stepped down from office?
I'm trying to remember when I stepped down from office. Because you
that wasn't so long ago.
You don't really leave it. You don't really leave it. I'm still getting phone calls from or emails from the Deputy Consul General, saying, you know, where is this? What's this issue about? Who do we contact for Independence Day at Fed Square? So I'm still very much involved. But the very first thing physically that I did, I remember that I was in the city. So I went into St. Francis Church and said thank you for the opportunity. Sorry, that's what I did. And then I went and had lunch.
That was very touching. And Maina, ikaw, naungkat mo na ba kung anong ginawa mo? Tagal na lang.
You know, I stepped down because my financial advisor told me that I better do something because my savings have been dwindling so fast kasi ginagamit ko yung my own resources. So I was forced to really step down dahil nga wala na akong ilalarga. So the first thing I did was to study, took a course in real estate para magkaroon ako ng panibagong career. So yun, nag-aral ako ng real estate and then I started dealing in real estate. So I
hanggang ngayon?
Turned. Hindi na, nag-retire na ako when I turned 70.
Wow, akala ko 50 ka pa lang. Masarap pa ang buhay ng isang retiree?
Oh, napakasarap kasi wala ka ng talagang yung restrictions, ganon. And then you really enjoy life, and you know, every day is a blessing. Yeah.
At hindi ka na tumitingin sa relo?
Hindi ka na, meron pa rin. Every now and again. Yeah.
Ikaw, Ms. Gigi, balik sa trabaho, sa negosyo?
Yes, and the same as with Felix, because we're still on the same boat. People still calling you, people still querying, but it's less. And also the same, as I finished at Queens Road, I went to the city, I went to church. And thank God for the privilege that was given to me to be of service and to know more about, you know, I mean, to know more about the service that you can extend to people. And to thank my volunteers and to thank all the people that surrounds me.
Raul?
Bago ko sabihin kung ano yung work ko, ang unang-unang ginawa ko pagkatapos ng consulate, pumunta ako sa Footscray Market. Naka-tsinelas, naka-shorts, tapos namili ako ng mga gulay, ganyan. Kasi ang tagal-tagal kong hindi ginawa. Parang na-miss ko.
Tinanggal mo na yung kurbata mo at parang Tagalog.
Nag-tsinelas ako, naka-shorts. Tapos, alam mo yung basket mo na may mga dahon na naka, yes, naka ganun. That's what I did because I wanted to be like, I wanted to go back to it, na, you know, because I mean, from time to time I still love cooking. I have not done it for like almost 6 years. Mm. That kind of life that you have to go back to in terms of your time. In terms of work, as probably everyone knows, I opened the Australian Center for Further Education, mm-hmm, which became the GAP program provider for all our nurses from the Philippines. And I'm glad to say that we produced more than 1,000 nurses that went through the program who are already here as nurses and, you know, leading a good life for their new profession here as nurses in Australia. And you know, after so many years, I'm back there now, you know, at the Australian Center for Further Education, doing, I guess, in terms of the advocacy that I embraced in vocational education. Kasi I believe that after the consulate, na-realize ko na yung vocational education dapat palakasin natin sa Pilipinas, kasi dito nakita ko na yung mga gumagraduate ng vocational programs, sila yung very stable, uh-huh, yung job, my skill, you know. And that's what I actually wanted to do, or I did for 2 years in the Philippines also.
Siguro isa rin sa makukuha natin sa lahat ng ito ay once a public servant, always a public servant.
Yeah, exactly.
Hindi po ba? Dahil
you ang, die as a public servant. Yeah.
At dahil dyan, maraming salamat sa mga inialay ninyo at mga dedikasyon ninyo at serbisyo ninyo sa mga Pilipino dito sa Australia. Myna Walkley, maraming salamat.
You're welcome, and salamat din for the opportunity to catch up with my colleagues. mga kapatid ko yan.
Kung di ako nagkakamali, ang huling sama-sama ninyo ay dun sa Ang Larawan.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah, oo, oh, yata.
Halos dalawang taon ang nakalipas.
Dalawang taon na pala yun. Yeah.
Maraming salamat sa paglilingkod mo at sa serbisyo mo, Raul Hernandez.
Thank you. Maraming salamat po sa lahat ng tumutulong at tumulong sa konsulado, hindi lang sa panahon ko at buong panahon ng konsulado. At sana yung konsulado ngayon, tulungan pa rin natin, kasi I'm sure, you know, nangangapa pa rin sila, and you know, madaming tulong na kailangan gawin para sa kanila.
Maraming salamat, Ms. Gigi Calong.
Yeah, I think that our consulate today is in good hands because Felix is still around. So we don't have to worry. But we are available on call anytime, and I take this opportunity for you to thank you that you get us together and reminisce. You know, I did not realize it was too long ago. 10 years ago.
Isang malaking karangalan. Maraming salamat.
So let's not forget also si Ate Nini, diba, assistant consul.
That's right, yeah.
Vice consul. Vice assistant consul.
At maraming salamat. At susunod na nangangailangan kayo ng lechon. At sa matuloy na paglilingkod mo, Felix Pintado.
Walang po naman. Okay? Yeah. I think it's really important. If I could just say in closing that please support FASTCO, your Filipino students, the young people who've come to this country to further their education, because they take that knowledge, that expertise back to the Philippines. And also don't forget the Filipinos who are aging in a foreign land, because that's that becomes such an important challenge for our identity in this country. But thank you so much for the opportunity, and to catch up with these colleagues of mine who've served.
Maraming salamat sa inyong apat at maraming salamat sa karangalang ito.
Maraming salamat.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.